Have you ever been to something where everybody is rejoicing, they're celebrating, and you can't maybe figure out why? You want to be joyful with them, but it's hard to figure out how to do that. It's an example of the first time I ever went to a hockey game with a group of friends. It was like a long delay between they would jump up and start clapping, and then I'd be about 3 seconds behind, jump up and start clapping, because I didn't know what was going on for sure. And I wanted to enter into that joy, but I couldn't figure out how everything was working. And new things would come up, a hat trick. I'd never heard of that before. And they were high-fiving. And I wanted to rejoice. But it wasn't there. I didn't understand it. Today in the liturgy, we're told to rejoice. To rejoice in fullness. The readings call us to rejoice this Christmas. That there is nothing more worth rejoicing about than that the Word became flesh, that God came among us. But sometimes in our life, we come into the Christmases where we're like at that hockey game. We want to be rejoicing, and we see other people rejoicing, but it's almost like we just can't get to enter into it. And maybe this is a Christmas like that for you, or maybe it's not. But even in our good Christmases, there come points in the day where Satan tries to take away our joy. You know, the saints tell us that if Satan tries first to get us to sin, but then he next tries to steal our joy, to steal that Christian joy. So what would some things be that might make us feel like we're at the hockey game when we're at a Christmas Mass? Maybe there's somebody that we love who's very sick. And we're thinking to ourselves, I would love to be rejoicing today, but this is heavy on my heart. Or someone we love has just died. Or it's the first Christmas without someone who was dear to us. Or maybe for children, it can be something as simple as, I didn't get the gift I had been hoping for many months. Or I got in a fight this morning with my brother or sister. And it's hard now to enter into the joy of the liturgy. I feel like an outsider. And yet in that moment of feeling like an outsider, we're much closer to the heart of Christmas than what we realize. For today, we remember that Christ came to us as an outsider, quite literally, being born outside in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. That when he came among us, we did not have room for him, that we pushed him out of the way. And we know that his life was a life of doing good, constantly doing good, teaching us truth, healing us with those hands, nourishing us, feeding us. And yet we still did not have room for him. And we push him outside the walls of Jerusalem, and there we crucify him. The ultimate outsider. That's what we celebrate today, that Christ became the ultimate outsider. And when we feel like we're on the outside, that's when the Christmas is most for us. Because the Lord has come to be with us. What we celebrate today is that there is a light and a beauty that is so much higher than anything that the shadows of this world, this passing world, can touch. That there is a light and a beauty so high that even the darkest shadows of this world cannot touch it. And what we celebrate is that this light was not content to remain forever above the shadow, but that light came down into the darkness to reach us, to be with us in the shadow. And what we celebrate today is what St. John says, that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness will not overcome it. The darkness cannot overcome it. So whether today we have everything lined up in our life and it's easy to rejoice and the joy flows very freely, or whether we're like at that hockey game, feeling like we're on the outside, watching other people rejoice and trying to figure it all out, wherever we're at, we all have a cause for great rejoicing today, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that the light, the beauty above all, became the outsider, and that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it.